Fields comes in for our post-game show, and we didn't expect anything like this, did we? We thought this was going to be an easy 10-0 game, Andy. Yeah, I know, right? Wow, what a range of emotions. Why don't you describe for me what it's like there coaching in the dugout and when you're on the base paths, the ebbs and flows of those final couple of innings?
This is exactly why I'm on heart pressure medication, for sure. These games like this, it's something. You know, I knew our game plan was to fight seven innings, battle seven innings, you know, put the bat on the ball for seven innings, and we knew good things could happen. You know, this team, they fight. They are tough to the last out, and God, I'm so damn proud of them.
Grayson spun one heck of a game, didn't she? And Carly, behind the plate, I know she got hurt, obviously. We'll mention that in a minute again, but she blocked so many. You know, she was great back there, and of course, you got Timmy McIntyre calling the pitches in the dugout, and a lot of people don't see that behind the scenes, but what a job for the freshman to come through with the poise of a senior.
Yeah, and, you know, two freshmen, you know, catcher and pitcher going at it, and, you know, Carly has worked so hard this season. You know, at a certain point this season, we stopped hitting her just so she could focus on the catching, because our pitchers are so dynamic. All three of them pitch a little different, and they're hard to catch. And Carly caught one heck of a game today, and, you know, I hope she's okay. I'm sure we'll get her test. You know, she'll go to the doctor here tonight, and we'll see what's up. I hope there's no structural damage. That's the concern right now.
Well, she was in such a vulnerable position right there, and I don't know that there's much the Gaylord runner could have done there. She was coming in. I'd have to look at the film on that.
The umpire did call obstruction, so the runner would have been safe regardless of what happened on that play. But hey, you know, it turned out for us
now,
at the end.
So what are you telling Carson Sigorski there before her last at bat? Are you telling her to go be Nicole Kameen?
Well, you know, last year, Carson, in this very situation, we're down one run and she's standing on deck, and she never got up. This year, I'm sitting there watching and I'm thinking to myself, well, Carson's going to get up this year. And
when they made that error, it opened the door, didn't it?
Yep, and you know, the last at bat, you know, Carson's a smart hitter. Her last at bat, I think she got like four changeups in a row. Last two at bats. And the first pitch, I seen it coming out of her hand. I'm like, here we go. And she took it for a ride. It was a shot.
She certainly did. I mean, that's just, you can't say anything more about what she has meant to this team. She's the link we have to the great teams with Gabby that group. You know, she was on that team in 2019 that won it all. And that kind of experience, I mean, she these girls look up to her.
Oh, yeah, she's our captain. She's our two-year captain. And this is a special day for us, because this is such a good team we played today. This is going to be a memorable one for these girls for years to come, for sure.
Yeah, and sometimes it's not the quarterfinal or the semifinal or whatever you remember the most, right? You remember that emotional win.
Yeah,
it could be in a district.
Yeah.
It could be, you know.
Well, I was telling their AD this morning, I'm like, it's just too bad that we both have to play each other at the regional.
Yep.
It's because this is a state championship caliber game. It really is. I believe we were one of the two best teams in the state. I thought you got a little disrespected most of the year in the rankings, but I don't really pay attention to the rankings, whatever. It is what it is.
Yep.
But we got it done today.
All right, so there's a quarterfinal game on Tuesday down, I think, at Saginaw or Northwood?
Northwood University.
And it's Essexville, is it?
No, I believe it.
Oh, Tri-Unity.
Tri-Unity Christian.
Yep, Hudsonville. Yeah, they won their game today, so
okay.
Hudsonville Tri-Unity is our opponent Tuesday afternoon.
Sounds good.
I'll see you there.
Sounds good.
Give your shout-outs, Andy.
I just want to thank all the fans that are listening back home. We're coming home with a regional championship and looking to move on. Can't wait to get home, get back to practice, and
hit the road again Monday.
Hit the road again Monday.
And hoping to stay away.